Katrina's with us. Hello, Katrina. What can we do for you?
All right, well, my elderly mother has a hand that feels warm to the touch, but to her, it feels freezing all the time, especially the fingertips. And it's so cold, it hurts. Now, she can't get her GP to take this seriously, especially as she recently broke her other arm. So they're concerned about that one. Now, any idea what this might be? You know, I was wondering if it might be a form of neuropathy. And then is there anything I can tell her that she can tell her doctor? And can anything be done for it?
It sounds quite likely, actually, Katrina, that this is a form of neuropathy. The sensation of pain and temperature in the body is conveyed by what we call C and A delta nerve fibres. They're some of the tiniest nerve fibres in the body. They measure less than 1 micron or 1,000th of a millimetre across. And for some reason that we don't thoroughly understand, if you injure them or injure a nerve, or you have certain conditions like diabetes, or you take certain drugs to treat other conditions, this can sometimes damage these nerve fibres. And when they are injured, they don't regrow or regenerate very well. And as a result, what can happen is that you can get a condition called Kohlsalgia, or another related condition called allodynia. And this is where patches of skin which are supplied by these sensory fibres can become excruciatingly painful when the stimulus applied to them is one that would be completely innocuous normally. In other words, a stroking sensation can be misinterpreted as an extremely painful sensation. This can occur secondarily to an injury. If people break their wrist, for example, especially elderly people, and they fall over, they can sometimes damage the nerves in their wrist, and this can result in damage to those sensory nerve fibres and can produce these similar sorts of sensations under certain circumstances. Unfortunately, it's very hard to treat. There are some drugs that can be used, and these include amitriptyline in very low doses. This is an antidepressant in high doses, but at low doses can be good for these sorts of neuropathic pains. And other drugs like gabapentin also does the same sort of thing. And it might be worth seeing a neurologist to see if they can help her. It's also worth getting this checked out properly anyway, just in case there's anything else going on that we might be missing, some other related signs that might point towards another disease that might be causing this. But I hope you can get us sorted out soon. I understand, Katrina, you also have a barcode for us.
Yes, I do have a barcode for you. OK, 0.
Yep.
1. 7.
Yep.
2. 2.
Yep. Yep.
9.
Yep.
1.
Yep.
3. 8.
5.
4.
Yep.
And then 3.
Yep.
And that's it until the last one.
Ooh, I'm not sure if that is a standard UK barcode. I think the last digit is a 4, but I'm only about 50% confident that that's correct.
Is that right?
I bought this in America.
Aha! Oh,
there you go.
Right. I knew there was something up with that barcode.
The Americans are chucking a spanner in
the works.
That's
actually quite interesting because they use a different pattern in their barcodes. And so that my sum wasn't working in my head. So thank you for putting me out of my misery. I was getting worried there.
There you go.